This is KCUR 89.3. It's graduation season for many area high schools, and for one Kansas City public high school, this year's ceremony was the last. Southwest Early College campus is shutting down after their last day of classes next week. Graduation was Tuesday night, and the class of 2016 both celebrated and mourned as they said goodbye to their school and to one special classmate who wasn't there. We'll have that story for you tomorrow, but today, KCUR's Andrea Tudhope takes us back through Southwest's final years with a few graduates and looks at what will happen to the remaining students.
In crisp, professional black gowns, Southwest's final senior class begins to march down the center aisle at Unity Temple, many moving slowly in extra-high high heels. The turnout for this relatively small senior class was massive. Rowdy family and friends filled the upper and lower balconies. Spirits were high. Class President Wasiba Hamad welcomed the class of 2016. This historic Brookside School has been around for almost 100 years. It became a charter school in the 90s, then shut down in 2005. 3 years after that, the district reopened the public school, launching a new early college program for an integrated middle and high school student body. Nyla Brown began as a sixth grader soon after the program started.
The first year was great. I mean, it was a lot of learning going on.
She and her friend Hatiana Watkins met up with me recently, just days before graduation, at the Plaza Library.
It actually felt like an early college.
When they started in 2009, they felt like they were part of this elite group. 1 year later, district-wide budget cuts shut down Westport High, sending 700-some students over to Southwest, nearly tripling enrollment. The years that followed saw fights, sexual assaults, and the disintegration of the early college program. Hatiana remembers how things began to change.
It felt like every week we was getting a new principal. And I couldn't even keep up. Like, I don't know your name, sir.
Students had to start sharing old textbooks, and Hatiana remembers cycling through teachers and security guards.
We build a relationship with them, and then you take them from us. That's what it felt like. It felt like they just kept taking and taking and taking from us.
Nyla says it took a toll on their education.
It's a lack of responsibility, too, far as not only the principal, but, I mean, the district, to make sure that there was somebody stable to stay in there all the time and make sure things were running as smoothly as possible, because the truth is we have kids, like, that need to learn. These are 13 and 14 and 15 and 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds that shouldn't have to adapt to change so often.
But what was almost worse to these students than the forces working against them from the inside was the perception of them from the outside. Through all of this, the school was constantly making headlines for all of the turmoil.
I don't feel like anyone, absolutely no one, who hasn't worked or attended school at Southwest doesn't know what it feels like to actually go to Southwest or be in Southwest. You know, no one really knows our truth.
And part of that truth is that 68 students made it and walked across that stage Tuesday night. The school's college advisor told the crowd that these students had been offered nearly $2 million in scholarship money. Come fall, Nyla plans to join the military, and Hatiana, after saving up money this summer, hopes to attend University of Central Missouri. As for the remaining underclassmen, what's next is still a little uncertain.
From my understanding, we've sent letters to every student that's affected by change.
That's school board member Matthew Oates at a recent meeting of the Southwest Faith-Based Coalition.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to join together in this group.
Most Southwest students are slated to attend Southeast High School, but members of this group are concerned that the students haven't been given enough information about their options for next year. Bill Timaeus is one.
Kids who have gone to Southwest have been promised a lot of things and broken promises, and from what I'm hearing, that's another broken promise to some Southwest students, it seems to me. So.
District officials did not reply to requests for comment on the transition, and while some feel the district's efforts have been adequate, others still have questions. Southwest parent Wilbur Donnell says he's received a letter or two about it.
You know, there's always some things that are kind of up in the air and looming. It's always kind of scary. From a parent's standpoint, how will my child actually be able to assimilate into a new school environment?
But that uneasiness is something that recent graduates and underclassmen experienced all along. When we sat down together, I asked Nyla Brown and Hatiana Watkins that typical question you ask a student fresh out of high school. What did you learn? Their answers weren't about Algebra 2 or what they learned on the basketball team or student council.
Nothing that we went through was an accident. I feel like it was on purpose, and it gave us more purpose. With everybody standing against us, it was like we had to stand together.
What they learned was resilience. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.
Tune in tomorrow to hear the story of one Southwest student who didn't make it to graduation and about how her mysterious death transformed the lives of her classmates.